You're listening to Classical 95.9, WCRI Block Island, Exeter, the classical station.
Welcome to Classical 95.9 WCRI's Conducting Conversations with your host, Mike Maino. 1 hour of music and conversation with notable people in the arts, bringing you the stories of how music has impacted their lives. The show will give a behind-the-scenes look at the guest's background, interests, or special project. And now here's your host, Mike Maino.
Conducting Conversations is brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments. From sheet music and brand name instruments to rentals, repairs, lessons, and more, Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459. Hello, everyone. Welcome to Conducting Conversations. I'm Mike Maino, and very pleased to have with me in the studio once again a man who is famous for his musical expertise. He is the music director of the Swanhurst Chorus. His name is Jono Babbitt. Welcome back, Jono.
A pleasure to be here, Mike. Thank you.
It is a pleasure to have you. And we were talking off air just before the show started, and I asked him if he was the music director or the musical director. And your response to that was?
Well, I hope the director is musical.
That's right. That's right. That would be a good thing. We have had the privilege of having Jono here before and talking about some of the things happening with the Swanhurst Chorus, and it's that time of year again when lots of great music comes out and people find themselves in the mood. And what's coming up for Swanhurst?
Well, our December program is not specifically holiday-oriented this year. We're offering a program of works of Anton Bruckner, centered around his F minor Mass, sometimes called the Mass Number 3, as well as the three graduals for the church year and the motet Ecce Sacerdos Magnus.
And I love the way you shake your head when you say that.
The Ecce Sacerdos Motet is, of course, the text, Behold a Great High Priest. It's a text used for coronation of popes and installation of bishops and that sort of thing.
I see.
And it's very dramatic, and you sort of have to shake your head when
you say
that.
You have to shake your head when you say it. Our show's going to be a little bit different today in that the pieces that Jono has brought for us to listen to are a little bit longer than usual. So we'll have a little less talking today and a lot more music. And one of the things we should probably get through right away is to get some phone numbers out there or information about websites or things like that. If people are interested in the Swanhurst Chorus, this is a chorus that's been going for, what, since 1928, something like that?
This is our 81st season, so yes.
81 years. Mm-hmm. You don't look bad for 81, I think. But
Well preserved.
And you've been with the chorus how long?
I think it's been 15 years now.
15 years, all right. And for those of you that know Jono or have heard the name before, he's involved with lots of stuff. He's one of those guys that has expertise in lots of areas. And one of the things is you also love to cook, right? You're a chef.
I do. I enjoy cooking. And sometimes practice that art and on the Newport dinner train, where I am also the superintendent of railroad operations, just to keep my hands active.
All right. Railroad operations and a chef and music director of the Swanhurst Chorus. There we go. All right. Let's get to our first piece of... Oh, wait. We didn't give the phone number.
No,
I got sidetracked. Okay. Let's have a phone number.
Tickets are available by calling 682-1630. That's in Rhode Island. Or go to swanhurst.org, and you can communicate with us through the website as well.
All right, great. Well, now we'll go to our first piece of music, if you'll describe that to us.
A brief word about the Mass as a whole. Bruckner has long been known as a symphonic writer, composer, and not a lot of attention had been paid to his larger choral works. This F minor Mass is the third in a series that he wrote over a period of 4 years that grew out of some very severe depression that he suffered. The writing is incredibly lush and beautifully, beautifully crafted. And I thought what we'd listen to first is the Kyrie, the first movement of the Mass, of course, with an ear for the beauty of the individual lines. the way the chorus and the orchestra aren't two separate entities, but are rather truly married throughout the work. Sometimes the orchestra supports the chorus, and in other moments, the chorus is indeed supporting the orchestral writing.
All right. Well, it's as I mentioned, rather lengthy, so we'll listen to it as much as possible and come back and talk some more.
Thank you.
John O., beautiful music. Let's talk a little bit about the people that are going to be involved in your presentation, and that's going to take place on what dates?
Our performance is Saturday, December 5th, coming up at St. John's Church on the Point in Newport. That's on Washington Street, right on the water.
Mm-hmm.
And the accompanist will be Raymond Butero, who's been the accompanist for Swanhurst now for almost as long as I've been involved in the group. And we'll have Lisa Babbitt, soprano soloist, and Barbara Yeomans-Nosco, our mezzo. And I myself will actually be the bass.
What a deal. Lisa Babbitt, is it interesting that she has the same last name you do?
Yes, yes, that's it, is interesting. We share a house together.
Well, that's good that you have your daughter involved. No, that's not true. I'm joking. Actually, she looks like she could be the daughter, but she's actually your wife, right?
She is indeed.
All right. And let's go back to the music now and talk about this next piece.
We're going to hear a portion of the Gloria, which is would normally in the liturgy follow the Kyrie. This I just love to for people to hear because of the great drama of Bruckner, full orchestra and everything right to the timpani banging away is the opening of the movement. It also introduces some of the solo singing, and it's just great.
Excellent. All right. Again, we'll listen to as much of that as possible, and then we'll take a short break and be back with more of Conducting Conversations and the Swanhurst Chorus.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are speaking this evening with Jono Babbitt, representing the Swanhurst Chorus, and their upcoming performance on December 5th. And we have been listening to some great music. Bruckner, Jono, tell us about this next piece that we're going to listen to.
Well, the next movement we're going to hear is the Sanctus, the Holy Holy. And it's interesting, for an the F minor Mass is a concert work. It's not meant to be used in church, which means the movements are quite long, relatively speaking. You wouldn't spend that kind of time on individual movements if you were using it as part of a church service.
Now, you don't remember my old church services. It went for a long, long time.
Well, you're going to need to come to St. John's. We do sung Masses every Sunday. But the Sanctus in the F minor Mass is short enough that it almost seems liturgical. It's only 2 minutes and is very concise and very limited. And it's sort of interesting that in the great scope of this large work, there's this little gem of a movement that almost feels as if it should be used liturgically. And that would normally be followed immediately by the Benedictus, but let's listen to the Sanctus by itself, and then we'll...
All right, we'll do that. We'll listen to that, but since it's only about a little over 2 minutes long, we'll listen to that in its entirety and come back. You mentioned that that's normally followed right up with this next piece.
That's right, the Benedictus. And normally, if they were being written for liturgical use, they would be sort of bookends. Mm-hmm. They would have, if not exactly the same kind of length, they'd at least be balanced in relation one to another. Where the Sanctus was 2 minutes, the Benedictus runs 8 or 9. Though the end of the Benedictus includes the same Osana that we heard at the end of the Sanctus. So they're... the Benedictus does refer back. Exactly,
right.
Exactly. But the Benedictus is far more concert-oriented. And again, it's a sort of an interesting anomaly that the Sanctus is just so delicately conceived, and then the Benedictus goes back into this grandiose scope.
All right, we'll listen to the grandiose scope of this, and then we'll take another short break and be back with more of the Swanhurst Chorus.
Thank you.
The people at Roberts Musical Instruments know there are many folks out there who, like them, are passionate about music. They know because they are musicians. They teach, listen, repair instruments, and take the time to learn who their customers are. So when you step into Roberts Musical Instruments at Quaker Valley Plaza in West Warwick, you can expect to receive the very best in service and selection. Whether it be a piece of sheet music, a name brand instrument, a rental, a lesson, the right accessory, or an on-site repair, when it comes to all matters of music, you should tune into Roberts Musical Instruments.
Welcome back to Conducting Conversations. We are talking with John O'Babbitt, music director of the Swanhurst Chorus, and their presentation is coming up on December 5th. But I mentioned at the top of the program that we're in the holiday spirit a little bit, and that ties into an event you have on Saturday, December 19th at 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Church in Newport, correct?
That is right. We're going to offer our 17th annual Messiah and Carol Sing. And it is truly a sing. It's a wide variety of things that we do, but the central part is that the audience is invited to sing all of the Christmas portion of the Messiah with us. We have scores that are available to borrow, so that people can bring scores or they can borrow ours.
Mm-hmm.
Our chamber singers also offers four or five seasonal works on the program. And we have soloists that offer some of the solo material from the Christmas portion of Messiah as well. And then we ice the whole thing with a couple of organ Noels. So you have a little solo organ, solo voice, a cappella ensemble, and then everybody getting together and singing not only the Christmas portion of Messiah, but Christmas carols that everyone knows and loves.
Excellent. And that's all followed up by a reception, right?
A festive wassail reception.
A wassailing.
That's correct. And we try to make this family-friendly. Tickets are $10, five for children, but a $25 per family maximum.
Wow.
So if you've got four kids, it doesn't break the bank to come and participate.
I have to call my friend Noel Schaub, who lives in Milton. He's going to come down to this because he has nine kids. You know? that's a great deal. So that's going to be on Saturday, December 19th at 7 p.m. at Emmanuel Church in Newport.
That's right. And again, people looking for more information can visit swanhurst.org, and all the details are there.
And there's also a phone number they can call if they don't like the computer, right?
That's right, 682-1630.
And that, of course, is area code 401. And if you missed any of that and you're looking for information, as always, you can always email me here at the station. Just email to WCRI@classical959.com. All right, we're going to get back to the last piece of music that Jono brought with him today that, again, is a little lengthy, so we'll get right to it. Tell us about it, Jono.
The Agnus Dei, the final movement of the Mass, is rather different in its texture than the rest of the work. As a matter of fact, to my ear, particularly the very end, is almost like some of the writing of Gabriel Fauré. And as a matter of fact, both Johannes Brahms and Franz Liszt, when they heard the Bruckner in its first performance in 1872, commented on how the Agnus Dei was a natural organic outgrowth of the Mass. It doesn't seem odd, but that in its final prayer for peace, it seems to go heavenward. And it's really, in some ways, to me, the last 2.5 minutes of the Agnus Dei are the finest writing of the whole work.
Interesting. Well, we'll listen to that. I want to thank you once again for coming in and being a guest on Conducting Conversations. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you so much, Mike.
All right. We'll listen to that, and then we'll see you all next week on Conducting Conversations.
Thank you.
Conducting Conversations was brought to you by Roberts Musical Instruments, using music and the arts to keep your child educated, entertained, and having fun. Roberts Musical Instruments is your key to musical success. Call 823-5459. That's 823-5459.